5G is the kill. It is a mass genocide. It is interconnected with the vaccines. The vaccines at certain frequencies have viruses that can be activated at certain frequencies from the 5G transmitter to exhibit as a virus so that they can kill en masse using electromagnetic radiation. We saw the images in China where people were walking along the street and then all of a sudden they were being hit with what's called a direct energy weapon.
That's Wuhan, 5G. And that in Wuhan.
In Wuhan. Wuhan was a 5G test bed. You know, we've got all of the evidence now, the prima facie evidence to show that this is genocide. It's not something, you know, like I said, it's not a social control. The plan is to kill billions across the planet. In America alone, the plan, the Diego plan, shows 237 million dead. I came across that document in 2017 because of a weapons hardware systems intelligence group. And I got that document, and at the time, we'd already discovered the 5G transmitters in the street furniture. I thought they were going to use a bioweapon or something for this mass genocide. The beam wave off a 5G mast is 100,000 times, can be 100,000 times more powerful than a 4G transmitter.
Wow, 100,000 times.
100,000 times. Well, they put a 5G mast in a school in somewhere in the USA, and there was five or six children in that school who developed cancer within a very short period. 5G is something completely different. It's not 4G. It is a total paradigm shift. It is a kill grid. I've got the document for Glasgow City Centre for the deployment of the 5G masts. Those 5G masts have a beam wave characteristics from the transmitter, and they will be hitting at anything from 120 electron volts to 60 electron volts. They will gas every single person in that cityscape. It can affect it in a number of different ways. It can charge it, it can accelerate the electrons so that your hemoglobin can't pick it up and you will be asphyxiated, or at ground level, as I break the oxygen molecule, I'll pour oxygen atoms out of the top of the reactor. They then will attach with other oxygen molecules and cause O3. O3 will kill all biological life at 50 parts per million.